We're in Chelek Vestiman Kaf Zayin. It's a din in Ilchot Brachot. The bracha we say when we hear thunder, Shekocho Gvuratom Melei Olam. Some people have the custom to say it, Baruch Shekocho Gvuratom Melei Olam. And some say, no, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shekocho Gvuratom Melei Olam, B'Shem U'Malchut. Which is appropriate? Do you say it like every other bracha, or do you say it, no, without Shem U'Malchut? Shem U'Malchut Hashem Elokeinu. That's Shem and Malchut Elokeinu. So is that appropriate or not? Now, this is the Gemara in Brachot Daf Mem says Kol Bracha Shein Basemu Malchut Ein Bracha. We assume that it's halacha in our Chaim Rishpetvav that if you don't say Shein Malchut, it's not a bracha. So what's the question? So indeed, this is a bracha that's mentioned in the Gemara, and so tell us what they're saying. Look, in the ninth parak of Brachot, Daf Yomi will get there. The ninth parak of Brachot, there are all these Brachot that don't come up every so often. Thunder comes up, lightning comes up, in Florida even rainbows come up. But there's, you see, a place where Nisim happened, where miracles happened, that's so frequent. There are all sorts of interesting brachot there. You see 600,000 Jews, you see a king, you see a chacham, you see this, all sorts of interesting brachot. So Tosfot there says, yeah, of course, Shem U'Malchut, what do you mean? A bracha doesn't count without Shem U'Malchut. The problem is that the Rosh quotes the Ravad says, no. All those brachot in the ninth parak of brachot, no shem u'malchut. That's not a bona fide bracha. Chazal there said, recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but don't make a bracha. It's not a bracha exactly. It's not the same thing. It's not a food. It's not a shechianu. If you're acknowledging something called birkot haro'eh, you see something, you experience something, it's a bracha. It's not a real bracha, he's saying. He's saying it's an acknowledgement of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rosh says, what are you talking about? A bracha is a bracha. If it either is or it isn't, the Gemara talks about it as a bracha. So then it needs to be Baruch Adah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Ni'ez, Shekochol Gvorato, Malei Olam, on the thunder, like a complete bracha. So why is he even having a shuvah? It's because the Petach HaTzvir, there are a number of Achronim, where Vavadia is very much moved by their practices. The Petach HaTzvir, the Ma'amah Mordechai, Petach HaTzvir, Rechaim Pontremoli. So he says, look, that's strange. Well, of course you need Shem U'Malchut. So he says, well, maybe you can have a limud zchut on those who don't say it. Apparently, there was a minhag, or not a minhag, there was people who didn't say it, the Shem U'Malchut. So he says, you know why? So he says, there are two details of Shekhog V'Artom HaOlam that people may not be aware of that may cause a problem. The first is, when do you say it? You have to say it after you hear thunder. How much after? It has to be immediately after the thunder. It has to be toch kedei dibur. Toch kedei dibur means enough time to say shalom alecha rebbe. Shalom alecha rebbe takes, I don't know, a second and a half, 2 seconds. After that zman, you do not make the bracha. That's not easy. That's hard. So he says, so maybe they got used to saying it without shem u'malchut because they were nervous. What if you waited 3 seconds, 4 seconds? It's no law. It's the bracha levatala. So people got nervous that they shouldn't say it, they're going to miss the time. It needs to be toch kedei dibur mamash. So the second reason is, well, how often can you say it? You know, we're in Florida, thunderstorms are normal. You can have thunder every couple of days, over and over and over and over again. So that's clear. The poskim say, no. Once per storm. So what's a storm? Stops raining. It starts raining. I mean, this here, it can stop raining. Start raining 10 times a day. So they say, no. And it's unclear if they ever experienced this, but it's nitpazru ananim. The clouds go away, and then they come back with the second storm. So in Florida, we have that. You can have a storm in the morning, thunder, lightning, complete sunshine, and then 4 in the afternoon in the summer, boom, you have it again. So that would be a second bracha. But he says, how much clouds? People are confused. How much do the clouds have to leave? So because of all this confusion that there might be in terms of yes bracha, no bracha, say it without Shem Hashem, just in case. And Rav Avadia says, why is this confusing? What is so confusing? Say it right after the thunder. Thunder, Baruch Adah Hashem. Why is that so hard?
Is it that often that you have to wait for thunder and lightning?
No, so this is for thunder. Now what about, what if he said, Oseh Maaseh Breishis, he's dealing with Kohog Vardol
Elam. You have to involve in order to say the Baruch.
No, for Oseh Maaseh Breishis maybe you do, but for Kohog Vardol Elam, you don't. So,
yeah.
I think it's the end of the thunder. It should be the end of the thunder. Correct. So it's the end of the thunder. What? Meaning, toch kedei dibur means, in halakha, toch kedei dibur means you're doing something simultaneously. In halakha, toch kedei dibur means simultaneous. Meaning, we're doing it together at the same time. So what's at the same time? Within a millisecond. In halakha, it's toch kedei dibur. As long as you're doing things toch kedei dibur, it's considered to be at the same time. So it's immediately after, right? If one, you have two witnesses at a din Torah, they sometimes have to be toch kedei dibur of each other. So they're like float together. As long as they're within it, so it says that once the thunder ends, he's like, he goes, what's so hard to understand? The thunder ends, make the bracha. You didn't make the bracha, don't make a bracha. Secondly, he says, the halacha yedua, about the clouds. Yes, most people are not going to know about the cloud thing. I don't think in most places this happens. There's one storm per day. In Florida, you have to know the din. You have to know the din. If it doesn't, if it stops raining, but it's still cloudy, you don't make another bracha when it starts raining later. It has to be pasur lagamre, it has to be sunshine. We have that. For us, it's normal, but for other places on the planet, it's not. He says, I don't understand the problem, and he quotes people, the minhag is, we always do it, we've always done it, and that's the way it is. You just have to make sure you do the bracha on time. So he just has two extra points here that he adds in. The first is, so wait a minute. So how often do you do it? Once per storm. And let's say it's a multiple-day storm. So then what? So he says, kol shavar alayla, if it's one storm, we have that too. One day to the next day you can make it again. Every time the night passes, you can make it again. That's not a problem. When the night is over, it's a new day in terms of the Birkat Re'amim. He points out in the footnote also, now this part's very interesting, and he doesn't address the situation that we have, but he says as follows. Look, what if you're in the middle of Birkat Kriyat Shema, Shema and Birkotea, and you hear thunder? Can you stop to make the bracha on thunder? Because the bracha on thunder is a mitzvah overit. It's going to pass. You got to do it. Toch kedei dibur. Immediately, and it's going to pass. So he says, yeah. V'eskimach arbe achronim, she'af ha'shomea kol ra'amim be'emta kriyat shema b'rchotea, yafsik mivarech. In the middle of kriyat shema b'rchotea, you can make a bracha on thunder. Why? B'shem ha'malchus. B'baruch ha'da ha'shem ha'kenim ha'cholam. Why? She'hi mitzvah overit. Based on Magen Avraham, it's a mitzvah overt, it's going to pass. Now, okay, that's what Magen Avraham says. It's a mitzvah overt. Now, what happens if, I don't know, you heard one, you didn't do the first thunder. Storm, it's going to last an hour. You missed the first, I don't know what you call it, first thunder. You missed the next one, well, the once you hear it, if you missed the first one, you do it on the next one. You missed the second one, you do it on the third one. So, although it's a mitzvah overt, right, it's strange, because you could sort of get it again, right? If you don't get it now, you'll get it at the next thunder. So, you don't know if there'll be another thunder. So sometimes in Florida, you know there's going to be another. You're in the middle of the storm. You look up, you know there's going to be another one. So would that count as a mitzvah overt also? So I think you have to say yes. He doesn't address the point. He doesn't talk about that. But we assume you heard thunder. It's mitzvah levarech. Even in the middle of Birkat Kriyat Shema, you have to make the bracha. He also mentions, not in here, but in Yehudit Yosef, in the middle of Kriyat Torah, you pause, you make the bracha, but it has to be toch kedei dibur. So I never understood how we're going to pull this off, because if we're in the middle of Kriyat Torah, until I get everybody quiet to explain, now we're going to make the bracha on thunder, because it's a mitzvah overt, and it's a mitzvah overt, in the middle of Kriyat, we're well beyond my 2 seconds from the end of the thunder.
It's not like a
flood. I mean, we could do it, we should all do it, the first thunder. So after we're reading the Torah, and all of a sudden it starts thundering. We should all, we could all do it individually, or one person could do it on behalf of the cloud. So I always don't know what to do, because I hear it. So if I start explaining and say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you missed the Zman. And now, if I just say it to myself, then I'm going to tell you what to do, but I already did it. So it's awkward. It's an uncomfortable position. But you should know, the din is, if no matter where it is, in the middle of, except for in the middle of Amidah, in the middle of Birkot Kriyat Shema, you're in the middle of Kriyat Torah, you make the bracha, it's a mitzvah overit. It's just hard in Florida to conceptualize mitzvah overit, because it usually thunder comes in like, you know. Right, it's mitzvah overit. It's going to come back. So it's hard in Florida to conceptualize. It's overit because that thunder passed and will not come back. But there'll be another one. So I don't know. I think the din is it's overit nonetheless, and that will be the din.